these things happen, of course, there's a tendency to say nothing until such a time as you've investigated the whole affair. But I listened to the recordings that were made of Afzal and felt that he'd stepped way over the line in any decent form of politics that I've been involved in. And I was quite outspoken at the time to say that he should go and should go immediately. I'm pleased he stood down of his own volition in the end, but I'm sure he would have been thrown out anyway. It was clear that what he did was completely unacceptable, and I'm absolutely sure he would have been thrown off the list and stopped from being the candidate as a consequence of that. The fact that he stepped down when he did, I would have liked him to have done so a lot sooner, as soon as the news broke, because it was impossible. His position became untenable at that point. There is a general view amongst the public that politicians aren't to be trusted. I think that's a sad situation, and I don't think it's true, but things like this certainly don't help. What I want to do now is bring the focus back onto the issues facing us for the next general election in 5 weeks' time. It is a crucial election, and it is probably one of the most uncertain elections we've faced in many decades.